I'm Walt Lidlow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I had a chance to speak with Corey Nordyke. She's a board member with the Marquette Brewing Cooperative. They're hosting an open house tomorrow in Marquette, and we found out more about what's going on with that and the cooperative itself. Here's more with Corey Nordyke.
We are a group of beer drinkers and brewers who came together and kind of decided we wanted to be able to run and operate a microbrew pub house to be able to give a little bit more creativity and options available in the Marquette area. We've got some great breweries here, but wanted just to be able to have a little bit more control. And the way a cooperative works is the owners own it and therefore get to decide what happens.
Okay, I have to ask you this. When you say, you know, more creativity and more variety, I mean, Marquette is a hotbed for breweries, larger and smaller. What is it that is the difference? What is it that you're looking to bring for folks to check out?
Well, one of the coolest pieces about a cooperative is the owners get to decide what happens. So some of our owners will be able to have the opportunity to brew themselves at a larger scale than what you can do in a home brew situation and be able to bring their friends in and say, hey, I've got my beer featured here at the brewery. And then beer itself is kind of an endless canvas for flavors and opportunities, and there's always new things happening. And we want the ability to be able to say, we want this on tap here.
So on tap here means you must have at least ideas of a location or something along those lines. Tell me about that.
We do. We have a location secured. It's at 501 South Lake Street, which is just kind of tucked behind Shiras Hill there. And right now we're currently under construction. So we're building our brewery as we speak.
You have something coming up actually this weekend that you want to make sure people know about. What's going on?
We're having an open house, and we're inviting all community members to come down and check it out. It'll be from 1 to 4 p.m. at that brewery location on South Lake Street. And the opportunity there is to come and see what the brewery is going to look like, check out and ask questions about the brewing cooperative. You can sign up to be an owner there if you want. You can also sign up for a preferred share, which is an opportunity for the community to invest in a mutually beneficial way. So people could give us a little bit of money and later on we'll pay them off with a little bit of interest. And it's a way for us to generate some income without having to involve a bank for all of it.
So this is happening tomorrow then, right?
Tomorrow from 1 to 4 p.m. at that 501 South Lake Street location.
Corey, let's talk a little bit more about the Marquette Brewing Cooperative. This sounds like it's multiple things. For people that are maybe interested in home brewing, you guys can be a resource center and supply center for that. But you're doing much more. What's going to be happening?
Yeah, we're really excited. We're going to be able to give opportunities for people in our community to learn from master brewers. We'll have a brewer in operating in our brewery and tap house. And so we'll be able to host events where somebody can come and say, hey, I want to learn more about brewing. That brewer is going to be able to give classes and host events for that. We're also going to be able to have some great experimental beers. People, if you're an owner in the co-op, might have the opportunity to brew in that building and be able to have your beer featured on tap. And we'll also be able to offer a supply chain for home brewers who want access to high quality grains and yeasts and things like that are just more difficult to get here.
What's the history here of this group? Are you relatively new and just getting started, or have you been going now for a couple of years? What's the story?
This has been percolating for a while. Right now we have over 200 owners in our cooperative. So we have a good base here. The origins came from a home brewing club that was operating here. They've done various events and they've been at some of the brew fests around. It was a group of people who started who love beer and love brewing, and it kind of grew from there.
Now you have a location, you have a space, and that's at 501 South Lake Street in Marquette. You have an open house going on tomorrow, but you've got some plans and some goals with that space. What will we be seeing from you in the next little while?
Well, right now it's under construction, and when you walk in, it's a lot of studs and construction materials, but there our bar is up and built, and so when you walk in, you'll be able to see what that tap house is going to look like and get a vision of what it might look like if you want to go down there and get a beer when we're open.
So it will be a tap house, a location to be able to sample some of this stuff at some point as well. You're not there yet, but that's the goal.
Absolutely.
Okay, so you have this open house happening again. again tomorrow. Give everybody the details.
Okay, so it is 501 South Lake Street, right down kind of behind Shires Hill there, and it's from 1 to 4 p.m. You can come, check out the space, learn a little bit about ownership if you want to, learn about some investing opportunities, and just get a chance to see something really neat and cool that's happening in the Marquette area.
Okay, if they can't make it to the open house tomorrow and they want to find out more about the cooperative, what's a good way to do that?
Yeah, so you can check out our website. It's MarquetteBrewing.com. That's going to give you all the information you need, learn about what a cooperative is, how we operate, why we operate. You can sign up to be an owner right there on the website. It's $99 to be a lifelong owner of our cooperative. That gives you voting rights and the ability to choose what happens with our profit. So I think that's a pretty good deal.
That's Corey Nordyke, board member with the Marquette Brewing Cooperative. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.